Hello, everybody. Good to have you with us on Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker. Tonight we are again in our 21st season of Red Barn Radio, and we welcome you to show number 794. Tyler Nail is a songwriter, singer, multi-instrumentalist, and performer. According to Ear to the Ground Music, his writing is comfortable and unpretentious, just like Americana ought to be. Tyler Nail's career began in his hometown of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, when Nail was in his late teens. And since then, Nail has toured much of the eastern United States, sharing bills with such acts as the Hackensaw Boys, Caleb Caudill, and Jim Avett.
It's a shame you have to go. I wish that you could stick around a little longer. I'm not ready to go home. I'd rather get another round, something a little stronger. Will you tell me once again the story of a little kid in tobacco fields, cussing at a neon sign and carving up a made-up name in a driving wheel? Every year that got away, every word you ever dared to pray, it fell apart. Every face you're thinking of, every time you thought you fell in love, and it broke your heart. Tell me about the time a pair of kids were running round an apple farm, smoking daddy's cigarettes and hiding mama's garden gloves underneath their arms. And that night you parked a car to listen to radio by the trestle bridge and whispered, I don't want to go to Sunday school tomorrow, and kissing on the lips. It's a shame you have to go. I wish that you could stick around a little longer. I'm not ready to go home. I'd rather give another round, something a little stronger.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com.
Around 2019, Nail took a hiatus from touring and focused exclusively on writing and recording. In the spring of 2021, Tyler began reemerging with his well-received haunting single, Someday. This release indicated the return to the Americana stylings that Nail is associated with, and in the fall of 2021, Tyler Nail released his latest album, Devil, which is the most edgy and gothic take on Americana that the artist has released thus far.
Love was a pretty poison, and I, a little child, and she was a silver teaspoon that sent the poison wild, and I got fever. She was a little river, no stronger than a stream, and she feared the mighty ocean and swore she'd never leave and I'd stay with her. Always be the first to throw a stone. Never leaving well enough alone. Love was a bed of flowers, it made a fool of me. And I stayed in bed for hours, too blinded still to see that they were dying. She was a pretty river, as pretty as can be, and I was a river boulder, too heavy for the sea, and I was crying. Never going anywhere but home. Never going anywhere alone. Love was a bloody boulder with only feathers left, and she was a mighty killer that took the bluebird's breath. Left me bleeding. She was a pretty water, as pretty as can be, and she left for bigger water, still flowing over me, and she's still leaving. Running like a dog out of the rain. Scared of staying scared to say my name. Love was the tallest mountain I ever tried to climb, and she was the heavy snowwind that stopped me every time I tried to kiss her. She was a pretty ocean, as pretty as can be, and she left me in the river still looking for the sea, and God, I miss her. Muddy feet. Meant for missing, never meant to keep.
Our guest this evening, singing these beautiful songs and playing beautiful guitar, is Tyler Nail. Tyler is here with us from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and he just wound his way up here this afternoon through some snow, he tells us, in West Virginia. Nice to have you with us.
I'm stoked to be here.
Oh,
thank
good.
You for having me.
Let's go back to that time when you started off with music. Were you living in North Carolina at the time? Did you grow up there?
Kind of like just getting started with music?
Yeah, well, it says in your bio that you started sort of professionally when you were in your late teens.
Mm-hmm.
Were you playing music before you started professionally?
Yeah, my dad was a drummer in the church I grew up in, and that was my first exposure to music. Drums are my first instrument. As a five-year-old after church, I would play on his drums and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I'd play on basketballs and pillows and pots and pans in the house. That was my first introduction to music. Even as a 10-year-old, I would write songs and play drums to it. And that was like in my head. I could hear what the song was, but had no language or no instrument that really supported composition around that. So I started messing with guitar when I was 16, and that was when it really started to come together. And I messed with guitar a lot from the age 16 to 19, and 19 was when I really started pursuing it.
Huh.
I've been up and down this highway. Every city looks the same. Everybody knows my story. Nobody knows my name. I've been west of California. I've seen the hills in Tennessee. But that northern Carolina is the place God meant for me. Is the place God meant for me. Any place is good for living, but the road's nowhere to die. Will you bury me in Carolina when I tell this world goodbye? When I tell this world goodbye. Lost my money in the city to a man who had a knife. Yeah, he made off with my money, but he didn't take my life. Met a man from old Virginia, a smile on his mouth, when he sang songs of old John Henry. Wished he'd never left the South. Wished he'd never left the South. Any place is good for living, but the road's nowhere to die. Will you bury me in Carolina when I tell this world goodbye? When I tell this world goodbye. Thank you. met a girl in New York City. She played piano pretty good, and I promised we'd get married, but I knew we never would. 'Cause I've been west to California, I've seen the hills in Tennessee, but that Northern Carolina is the place God meant for me. It's the place God meant for me. Any place is good for living, but the road's nowhere to die. Will you bury me in Carolina when I tell this world goodbye? When I tell this world goodbye? When I tell this world goodbye.
Did you do that with lessons, or were you self-taught?
I was self-taught.
Huh.
Yeah. We just had them laying around. Like, my stepfather is a banjo player, and for some reason we would have a guitar laying around, and I would just mess with it and, like, play, like, one-string melodies like that, and I think that's how I got used to touching a guitar. And then by the time I was 16 and I got my own guitar, it just kind of happened really quickly after that. Like, I taught myself very quickly how to play.
Was your stepdad traditional sort of bluegrass, resonator banjo type? Scruggs player?
Yeah, through and through.
Oh, he was. Okay.
Yeah.
At what point did you adopt the two-finger style of guitar playing that seems to be just the way you do all your songs?
That was probably, I want to say, it wasn't right away, you know. I want to say like a year and a half, 2 years into, no, I was older. So probably around age 18 or 19. So maybe, yeah, 2 or 3 years into playing, I was fascinated by how people could finger pick, and I just wouldn't stop messing with it until I started doing what I meant to. One day it just switched. It went from not being able to finger pick at all to one day it all made sense.
Yeah, right. I get that. You never started using the three?
I never did. I've been doing this number all the while, and I've gotten now to where I can play with more fingers, but as you've noticed from my playing tonight, I've learned how to really just, like, play long, drawn-out melodies with just two fingers.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but that's how it worked out.
Yeah, well, you do it. I mean, it's really colorful. I mean, you're doing a lot of stuff, and like you say, really supporting the melody of the tune. I love your instrumental breaks and just sort of reintroducing that melody. It's really lovely.
I'm glad.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to go back to Maine in a cabin, keeping dry in the summer rain. I want to meet you in the pine, just a couple stone throws south of the nation line. I've been looking for the way I used to go. It's not coming back to me. I want to go way down south and taste the Texas desert on my mouth. In the sun, like a couple bad banditos on the run. I've been looking for the way I used to go. it's not coming back to me. And I've been looking for the road I used to know, and it's not where it ought to be. To the coast where the sky gets black and the water gets your ghost. I want to throw it in the sea and see if the moonlight brings it back to me. Well, I've been looking for the way I used to go. It's not coming back to me. And I've been looking for I used to know, and it's not where it ought to be, 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 where it ought to be. Back home, I'm tired of running and being all alone. I want to be free again, like a dandy flower just blowing in the wind. Well, I've been looking for the way I used to go. It's not coming back to me. And I've been looking for a road I used to know. It's not where it ought to be. Where it ought to be. Where it ought to be.
You're 18 or 19, and at what point are you feeling like writing is happening for you?
Oh, writing, I mean...
Yeah.
So when I was in sixth grade, a couple years, you know, like as a kid...
Good.
I fell in love with writing. It sounds bad, I guess, or it makes me sound questionable when I say it out loud, but there was a spell there where education was, like, really not a focus in my life. It was... Things got weird, family falling apart, stuff like that, so...
Okay.
Like, school was kind of almost like it didn't happen.
Were you, like, showing up? Or?
There was a year where I basically wasn't in school, is a true story of it. So when I got back into the flow of things, I was pretty behind. I ended up in a class where I got special attention because they thought I didn't know how to read, and they thought I couldn't comprehend what I was reading. So anyway, I got special attention, and they basically put essays in front of me and said, like, write things. And then I would write nonstop. I just fell in love with it. And this kind of revealed something. It revealed that I wasn't really deficient in this department. I wasn't unable to comprehend literature. I just, like, it was something else. So anyway, I fell in love with writing at sixth grade. And that was, like, kind of my outlet, my first introduction to, I think, having my own voice or something. I carried that around with me all those years. I was kind of, like, writing big projects. When I started messing with guitar, I didn't really expect it to be as a songwriter. It was just something I was doing. But as soon as I started making noises with it, that love for writing just kind of fell right in with it. And I just started writing from the time I was 16 on. And I've written, you know, hundreds of songs now. And it's just been kind of my what I found was my, where I make the most sense to myself. I feel like it's the thing that I'm best at, you know?
Huh.
Daddy didn't have no 9-pound hammer, but he worked himself just the same. Daddy did the job, Daddy made the paper, but they don't know Daddy's name. He could throw an axe, he could throw a hammer, he could pick and shuffle too. There wasn't much at all working men would pay for that my daddy couldn't do. But Daddy couldn't beat the steamer, no matter what he tried. No, Daddy couldn't beat the steamer until the day he died. Until the day he died. Daddy raised the drill, clearing through the mountain, and came out the other side. He laid his hammer down, blew a kiss to mama, and he laid right down and died. See, Daddy must have known he lost it to the steamer. You can see it on his face. They laid his body down, heated up the steamer, and they put it in his place. 'Cause Daddy couldn't beat the steamer, no matter what he tried. No, Daddy couldn't beat the steamer until the day he died. Until the day he died. Mama needed food, Mama needed money, and she needed help from me. Times were getting hard, they were getting harder, we were poor as we could be. Well, I could throw an axe, I could throw a hammer, but they said I was a kid. I finally found a job heating up the steamer, making half what Daddy did. 'Cause Daddy couldn't beat the steamer, no matter what he tried. No, Daddy couldn't beat the steamer.
We're back with more Red Barn Radio after this break. Red Barn Radio. Roots music, Southern style. We'll be right back.
Until the day he died. Until the day he died. Until the day he died. They killed John Henry, they killed John Henry, they killed John Henry, but they won't kill me, no, they killed John Henry, they killed John Henry, they killed John Henry, but they won't kill me. They killed John Henry, they killed John Henry, they killed John Henry, but they won't kill me, no, they killed John Henry, they killed John Henry, they killed John Henry, but they won't kill me.
Welcome back. This is Red Barn Radio, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style.
I wonder if he saw me now, could he say that he was proud? Would he fall out of his chair? Or would he try and cut my hair? Father Time, why you changing everything? I'm looking for the light, but it never stays the same. Oh, son of mine, aren't you looking for something? How you gonna find it if you always stay the same? How you gonna find it if you always stay the same? Find it if you always stay the same. My grandfather's grandfather had hands made out of leather, and his arms were white as snow upon a hill. Through the dusty storms and thunder, he'd worked the fields all summer that were left him in his father's father's will. And he bore a son named Henry, who had four sons as different as can be. And as long as he was able, he kept food upon the table, enough to feed his four sons' families. Will you go to church on Sunday? Be in the field on Monday? Will you be sure not to take more than you give? Will you grow the things you need? Reap the harvest, sow the seed. Will you show the next to come the way to live? My grandmother's grandmother had faith unlike another, that she gave to her entire family. My grandmother fled the island when the communists went violent and set out on a life of being free. And she worked hotels in Miami, D.C. and New York City, and moved to Carolina for to stay. And her parents fled the island, moved in the house beside them, and thank God for their family every day. Will you go to church on Sunday? Be in the field on Monday? Will you be sure not to take more than you give? Will you grow the things you need? Reap the harvest, sow the seed. Will you show the next to come the way to live? if I ever am a father, with a wife, a son, and daughter, well, I hope that I'll be worthy of the name. There was so much blood and passion that was spent to make it happen, and I hope that I can carry on the flame. But I don't go to church on Sunday. I work 9 to 5 on Monday, and sometimes I take way more than I give. I don't grow the things I need. I have yet to sow the seed. I'm still looking for the way I'm supposed to live. Yeah, I'm still looking for the way I'm supposed to live.
What do you like about talking to people doing interviews?
Like I was talking to some of the crew about in my town in Winston-Salem, some of our, just our community around the arts feels like, to me and to a lot of people, like it kind of decreased over the years since maybe 2017.
Huh.
And then, of course, 2020 didn't help anything. I just was motivated partially to try to get people talking about art again and get people knowing what is happening around them in our community again. But, of course, I love conversations with artists, particularly if I can manage to pull them into a territory that is about art instead of about the modern day that we live in and about like things that divide us, things that we see differently or whatever. I mean, it's cool to see things differently, but I guess part of it was like, hey, let's all remember that we're so frustrated with how things are, and maybe we should spend some time relating to each other about how good it feels to create things instead. And that was kind of where it started.
You interview more than just songwriters, right? You interview
yeah.
others as well.
You know, I love talking to songwriters, but I've interviewed now entrepreneurs and farmers and business people from Winston-Salem and other kinds of musicians. So it's gotten a lot broader.
If people were to go and check out your radio broadcast, is there a particular episode you'd like for them to listen to?
Wow. I will say, I don't remember the number. If they find the one with Jonathan Green, I think that one's a great one. If they find one with Timothy Roberts started a drum manufacturing independent company in Winston-Salem, and he makes beautiful, beautiful drums. They should look up that one just so they can find his name to find his companies, because he makes great stuff.
Growing older and how are we to know a little seed will turn into a weeping willow tree? As every breath would turn to bitter sweet, when once the tree was just as small as me.
I listened to the album. I can't remember. I understand Blonde Girls is in it. What's that album called?
It's technically called, according to Spotify, it's called Life Lessons from Blonde Girls.
Yes, right.
It's supposed to just be called Life Lessons, but there
can't
was
can't you change
issue.
That?
It was like some rule with Spotify at the time where the name of the album had to be consistent with like the cover image that they got, and I couldn't change the image. It was something very frustrating because it's a double album. So one disc was called Life Lessons from Blonde Girls. One disc was called Life Lessons from Vixens. And together, it was meant to be Life Lessons, but oh well.
It sort of shows another side of you.
It sure does.
Yeah, it does.
It was a monster project. You know, my comfort zone is probably the poetic, the beautiful, the Americana, you know, that world. And the Life Lessons album was very different from that. I felt as though I was in a personal crisis, in a philosophical crisis with... For some context for that, I guess, you know, I was raised with a religious identity that I lost over time, that I kind of gave up, that resulted in some confusion and some sort of like, well, when you get to decide your identity, when you get to decide who you are, there's all these options for that. How do you know what's right, you know? And like the reason it's a double album with two different names is it kind of represents two different possible identities that I was playing with.
Yeah.
One that was motivated by certain things and acted a certain way and used a certain language, and another one that was kind of different than that. And it's an expression of those identities. It's not exactly me. It's me trying to figure out what I could be. It's hard to explain other than just doing it through music, you know, but that's the closest I can come to it.
Hey, we're gonna die someday. And there's not a lot to say to make that stuff seem any more for real. But if I'm gonna die someday and give all my time away, there's a couple things I need while I'm still here. A beautiful girl to know, who lets me feel miserable, whose body makes me lie awake at night. Someone who seldom speaks without some profanity, and doesn't think in shades of black and white. Is that so much to ask? And hey, you've got such a perfect way of salvaging my sanity and keeping me from eating my own tail. I've got some poetry, an average disdain for the man, and a penny you can throw into the well. And life isn't made of dreams, it's just as bad as it seems. A bunch of people building swimming pools in hell. But it makes sense to me. If we've got to burn, my love, at least we'll have a story worth to tell. Does that make sense to you? And with all flames, my girl, and have ourselves a real hell of a time. Hey, let's get on an airplane. Get ourselves two coach tickets for Hollywood, and let's just go, and we'll hit it big someday. Buy our folks a couple houses, get them living good. Or hey, let's get on a one-way train, find ourselves a little cabin somewhere west of here, and bid farewell to all of the music clubs and all of the theaters and the people who aren't into who we are. We'll live off of bread and wine, make movies and write novels. I'll sell knives at local hardware store. We'll live like retired stars, grow some flowers in a garden, and sleep better than we ever have before. Does that sound good to you?
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's premier cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. and by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. More at WookoutAmerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Kathy Stamps.
There are so many people to thank for our program. First, Tyler Nail, our guest this evening. We are ever grateful for our volunteers and staff who make our production happen so beautifully each week. We want to thank all of you for listening to our webcast, watching us on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch, and those listening to us on the network of Red Barn stations and media worldwide. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Before we close out tonight's program, let's bring back Tyler Nail.
I've been thinking about dying. Don't want to, but I will someday. Will there really be a heaven? Or is there only hell to pay? I woke up early in the morning in an empty, lonely bed. I had a vision the world was over, had a pounding in my head. The sun was rising through the pine trees. I sipped a coffee and I stood real still. Up against my cold blue window, and I watched the deer play on. I've been thinking about dying. I don't want to, but I will someday. Will there really be a heaven? There only be hell. Their own. woke up early in the morning, demons clinging to my hands. I shook them off me, I said I'm sorry, but I don't need you, and off they ring. I woke up early in the morning, something pretty on my mind. I think I'm ready for the daylight. I think I'm ready to be alive. Yeah, 'cause I've been dying. I don't want to, but I will someday. There may really be a heaven, or there may only be hell to pay. Yeah, but I've been thinking about living.
Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style, the best music from the roots of the South, and sharing this music with the world.